good help. You know?
Yeah. You're funny.
Second question, is it our mind is not pure? Can we meditation?
Try to make it pure. But the more you meditate, the purer you get.
But the pure one is, I mean, sometimes, for example, some of my friend is every day he went to church, every Sunday. He must attend the church. But when he go inside the church, he bring me alone. He's very holy. He's very holy. But after he step out the door of the church, then he went to the market in the corner there. He will go and buy a four lizard.
Buy what?
Four lizard.
Huh? Lottery, huh? Luxury, is that unholy? It's very cheap, no? Right? About $10 or something? Huh? $1 only is all right. Huh? And this is allowed in the country, no? Oh, so it's okay. You don't call him unholy because he buy $1 ticket?
Thank you.
Why do you like it so much? I saw you enthusiastic. What is it about it? Huh? You like the ghost girl? Huh? Should he send it to your room next time? What is it that makes you so happy? Huh? What was it?
Unusual question.
All of you are unusual.
Master, I have a personal problem on the meditation aspect after initiation.
After initiation, you have problem?
The problem is in our daily life, most of us are mixed in an environment of mixed eater, is it?
Right.
So to be a complete vegetarian would actually be, not say impossible, but difficult, is it? Especially if you are running a business or if you are meeting friends.
Really?
Or if you go for...
No. Okay, enough. I know all your excuses.
No, I'm not saying excuses. Attending a wedding dinner.
It is. You are not the only business. What are you doing of a business?
No, in other words, do we want to make ourselves alienated? That means when we sit in front of a 10-person table, you know, and we just sit there and drink. Can we do that or not?
Sure.
I mean, this is what we are asked to be.
No, you can tell them that you are vegan and they would prepare something for you. Okay? Just straight say, I'm vegan from so-and-so day. My doctor tells me I am on a vegan diet. Dr. Ching Hai.
Sorry. I have another question. I have seen one of the show, like the one of the Chinese show, which is Hui Nen Liu Zhu.
Yes.
I have seen one part that he has eaten among the robbers and the bandits.
Yes.
But he purely eat vegetables.
Yes.
In a mixed food. Can I do that?
You want to do that?
Because
it's not good for you. First, you don't know whether he truly got the vegetable out or he cooked alone, because he cooked. He was the one who cooked for them, so why should he cook with the meat and then take it out? He should have cooked different dishes. So now, first, we don't know, okay? We're not sure about whether he was a pure vegan or not, so we cannot say yes or no. Now, second, it's not good for you. It's not nutritious enough. So you might just well cook it with a proper diet with tofu, and gluten, meat, and all kinds of beans and our binkers and that, so that you have enough nutrition. If we just pick our vegetables from the meat dish, it's already meat marinated. It's not very nutritious for you. Please keep on with your vegan diet if you truly want to aim for eternal life.
Okay, in that case, I understand. In that case, I will have to sacrifice and more or less alienated.
You cannot, you don't have good food from your wife?
My family constitutes mostly of a Taoism environment. Right? Yeah. And in order to be...
Learn to cook. Cook yourself. Cook yourself well, okay? I feel very sorry for all of you because you're born in a very unfavorable condition. If now and again you have to force yourself in this situation, of course, I don't say anything, but it's not good for you only. Understand? Whatever benefit you get from 2 hours meditation is beefen away in this beefsteak gravy. Yeah? It's a waste of time. Understand? It's too much waste for your effort. Yeah? Otherwise, I feel very sorry for all of you. Very, very sorry. But I was also a very busy housewife before and working for different purposes. But I was also keeping the vegan diet very strictly. Many of the businessmen here, they travel around the world and they keep the vegan diet and they won't die. You stand up? He travels, he lives in hotel all the time. He never can stay at any home because he always travels around the world. His house is hotel. Yeah. And his wife also. Sometimes she can come and cook for him. Sometimes he has to eat just salad and vegan cheese and fruits and nuts and vegan milk. These are very pure foods and they're very nourishing. Some of the Indian yogis, they drink for many months. And they walk miles every day, not that they sit in the cave. One of the names, Ram Dass, yes. He was a saint of India. He's not very famous. Maybe you don't know him. You know him, yeah. And he wrote a book about himself. He climbed mountains and crossed rivers. Yeah, sometimes he meditates, but sometimes he doesn't. He walked all over India. Yes, and sometimes he goes on like this for many months. No problem. But I do feel very much sympathy for you, believe it or not, for all of you. I wish it could be better for you. But we are born in the wrong place. That's why we have to live. Otherwise you will keep eating meat forever here and you are grinding yourself. Yeah, we exchange our soul for a few pieces of beef. It's also not worth it. Yeah? It's very difficult. I understand all these problems. Eat vegan cheese, yeah, and tofu, and fresh vegan yogurt, fruit, yeah, and nuts.
Red bean, green bean, all these can eat. Any
beans at all. Huh? But not the sentient beans. I'm playing with words. 那个你休息嘛，你今天晕车了，不用太那么辛苦吧，叫别人做好了。嗯，Master，叫他们自己做。哎，Sorry,
I'd like to share with a brother here that in Singapore there are lots of places he can entertain because I personally have been brought to many restaurants by my own boss who is a non-vegetarian. Cafe Palm, they has got a special section of vegetarian food. Raffles City. The Westin restaurant,
but
the
not
Pinnacle.
Everyone can afford to go to restaurants.
No, I know, but he's talking about entertainment.
Oh, understand.
Yes, so for
oh,
that,
take them to the vegan restaurant and tell them eat the salad or you will die.
Master, it's because in Singapore now the fashion is towards healthy eating.
Yeah.
And a lot of restaurants now are preparing separate menus. You just have to ask the waiter.
Yeah,
and
even
tell them,
on airplanes, yes. Hospitals, in the army, everywhere now.
Because I started off not knowing any. And when I told my boss, I'm a vegetarian, I can't just follow you for lunch. And he's basically a banker. And he says, no problem, I can just find you something. And he went to a restaurant and asked him, do you have vegetarian food? And they all came up with all the dishes that I could eat.
Yeah, sure, sure. They'll respect you for that. No one forced you to eat meat. But sometimes with the family members, we might have more problems than with the work colleagues, right? Right. I do not think so. I do not think so, brother. Is vegan food more expensive? No, not really. No, no. She probably is not used to the price. Tell her to look again.
I think we got to look at what we're getting. If we are getting enlightenment, paying a price of being a vegetarian is very minor.
Right. Right, bro. That's it.
Master, there's always a question I'm asking myself. So, like, when you read the Bible, the first chapter, Genesis, it says that God said that men are created from Adam and Eve, right? And then they committed sin, and then
yes.
They were chased out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, then they start to do farming, raise animals, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then according to science, like archaeology, they found that men actually very primitive, you stay in cave, all this, and how... I mean, like, there's a contradiction there, right?
Yes, before Adam and Eve fell, they lived in heaven. But later, they lived in caves. That's also correct, or not?
But the Bible says that they started to do farming. That means they are quite high in the... I mean,
there's some of them doing farming, but some wander to other different places and maybe lived in caves. Or maybe after a disaster like Noah flood... farms are gone, they live in caves and digging again, trying again. Our civilization, according to history, had ups and downs, huh? Many times, so different. There are a lot of great civilizations before us, yeah? And then also there are periods of darkness and things like that. So it could be that Adam and Eve first came, they have a glorious civilization, but afterward the descendants have sunk probably deeper into the lower understanding. So the life in the world has changed again into a little bit of darkness, yeah?
Then the story about the Tower of Babel, where that's how so many races come about, is that true?
It's true, because we always... It's symbolic, yeah? You don't need to believe in the tower, but you should believe in the story, that our ego... is even higher than what God can stand. So He has to destroy it so that we might live in our humbleness and know God within ourselves. Otherwise, we keep building all kinds of material, tower or whatever, understand, and being proud of it, and forget our greater wisdom. We can build the whole universe even, never mind being proud of only one tower. God wants us to know that we are greater than that. To build one tower is nothing. But they were proud of it. That's why God saw that they are going to destruction. They were proud of materialistic achievement. Only a small part of their power. And forgot their greatness, that they created the whole universe. And omnipresent, omnipotent. That's why God destroyed it. Yeah? And separated them. Yeah? All right? As a symbolic... It's a story for our lesson on ego. Yeah? Okay. These stories are told by enlightened masters. Sometimes they invent a story or they tell a story in symbolic ways to teach their disciples. Understand? To convey the message in a clearer way so that they remember better through a story. Yeah? Okay?
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.